So this morning, as we share together in our time with all God's children, I would like to read you a story. It's entitled Tess's Red Dress, as we honor today and think about Red Dress Day, which is on May the 5th. So Tess's Red Dress. I feel like, you know, the friendly giant. Mom and Tess headed up to the bathroom to start their nightly bath, getting ready for bed. Mom filled the tub with lots of bubbles as Tess happily played with her toys. When Mom was brushing Tess's hair, she felt the baby in her tummy kick, and she was reminded that it won't be too much longer, and there will be two in the tub. Tess, the new baby is coming soon. Really, Mommy? I'm so excited. What was it like for you and Auntie when you were little? When my sister and I were young, we would splash in the tub, just like you. We sang in the bathroom at the top of our lungs because that was where our voices sounded the best. When we were young, we shared a bedroom, just like you will do. My sister was always so messy, and I was always so clean. Our mom, your Grammy, would tuck us in at night and read us stories together. What will happen when our new baby comes, Mommy? Will we play in the tub like you and Auntie? Read stories and sing so loud? I'm sure you and the new baby will make your own new memories and around bedtime. But I will read to you both every night. Mommy, Mommy, today is the day. We have to get up and get ready to go. Did you and Auntie like to cook together? When Auntie and I were teens, we would spend a lot of time in the kitchen. We would prepare meals for community gatherings. Your Auntie didn't like cooking and making meals. She always tried to get out of the work. But when we were in the kitchen together, that changed. The ladies in the kitchen always had the best stories to share as we prepared meals. They told stories from long ago about what it was like for them when they were young in our community. They were not allowed to have such gatherings as we do today. That is what made these gatherings so important. The kitchen stories were always the best. We had big auntie laughs and love. All of that went into what we made together, and we did it for people who traveled so far to visit our community and those who helped and did all of the work of bringing us together. Do you think the new baby will like being in the kitchen like me, Mommy? I don't know, Tess. They might love it like you, or they might be more like Auntie. And just like eating food at the end. Now we have to hurry and eat because we have to get ready for the day, my girl. I need to get my hair braided, Mommy. Okay, my girl, let's head upstairs and we will get our hair done and get dressed. Did Grammy help you and Auntie when you were young with braiding your hair and getting dressed? Yes, she did. Braiding our hair was her favorite thing to do. I'm not sure if I always liked it because she would pull my hair so tight, but I loved the braids. The braids represented so much for us. It is an honor and a privilege to wear our hair in long braids. Mommy, do you think that Auntie liked it when she got her hair braided? I think that she did like it. It was time we all got to spend together. We could talk and ask questions to Grammy about long ago, just like you are doing now. I love it when Grammy tells me stories of long ago. Me too, my girl. Now let's get dressed. Why are you crying, Mommy? I'm crying tears of joy and sadness, my girl. I thought today was the day we get to remember Auntie and her life. Today is the day we do remember Auntie and other Indigenous women who are not with us today, who either passed away or we cannot find, and who won't be coming back. Today is the day we wear our red dresses to remember. Today, my girl, we get to remember all the memories that Auntie left behind, the funny stories, the sad stories, and the love she had for all of us. Today, we remember the light she shone in the world. But I also miss Auntie as much because I can't make any new memories with her. She won't be able to be here to meet the new baby, to tell you stories at bedtime, or braid your hair. I'm sad that we will miss out on being with her. That's why we march today, right, Mom? Yes, that's why we march today. We march for all the aunties, mummies, daughters, and grandmothers who are no longer here to make new memories with their families. We march for those women who passed away or who are missing, who didn't get the chance to grow old, to have their own children, or to meet their grandchildren or nephews and nieces. Today we remember them all. We honor their voices and their lives. We hope that when we march, we create change so that this doesn't happen to anyone else. Let's go, Mommy. I want to march for Auntie. I want to make her voice count. So that is Tess's red dress.